I always love the way these shows begin because it's pretty much just like reality of like, okay, are we on? Are we not on? Yes, no, good, bad. Like, just tell me when the red light goes off. Usually there's a red light. You know what I'm saying?
In show business, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Action.
Right. In 3, 2, 1.
Actually, they don't count down after 3. Oh, you went to the one here. It goes, they go 5, 4, and then 3, 2. It's a silent count, brother.
Oh, nice.
You in the show business now. You
very nice. Very
I might
nice.
Have a surprise for you today.
Oh, really?
Ain't no might. Ain't no might. Listen, you got to do what I do. You got to be extra confident. So just do what I do.
Okay.
And tell him.
Okay.
You have a surprise for him.
I have a big surprise for you.
Okay.
Say it again.
A huge surprise for you.
Bam.
All right, tell me.
A monumental surprise for you.
Gargantuan.
Can I guess it at least?
Yeah.
Can I guess? Are we finally broadcasting in HD? Oh, yes, we are.
HD, motherfucker.
We some HD, motherfucker. Yeah.
Let's just make sure the audio works, though.
Oh, my God. How did it? Okay.
HD, motherfucker.
What up? What up?
What is you doing? We in HD,
boy. Yeah. For those
HD.
Of you, for those of you that actually yeah. watch, for those of you that watch, let me tell you something.
If this is your first time.
Yeah, if this is your first time, like, welcome to the show, and you're like, what the hell have I just got myself into? But seriously, I have been busting freaking balls over here with Grande and John Browner, the brown man himself, and I've been busting balls going, guys, everything's going great. You know, we built our own podcast den. We recycled all this equipment from the old 1090. Look what we've created, guys. But if we can't broadcast in HD, it makes me nuts. To see us all fuzzy, it just makes me crazy. How did the show finally take the monumental step to high definition?
Listen.
Grande y brown man?
Don't worry about that. Just know. The right people, the right man was on the job, got it taken care of. It just took a little ironing it out.
For man. The record, for the record,
mm-hmm.
pick my mic up a little bit because I want people to hear this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Put the chest in there. Put the chest
for the record.
Say it with the chest.
It was us that did it.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah.
No, Scott didn't.
No, I didn't.
It wasn't
know.
Gary Vee.
Oh, wasn't Joe Rogan.
It wasn't one of his 900 employees.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay.
Not some saying. Random person who came in here and moved like 3 things.
Okay.
It was us.
Tell me, you guys are so proud of yourselves, and I'm proud of you. Tell me what it is that you guys did that finally got us into HD. No, is it you guys who did it, or is it my man, what it do, James Wu, who was the one who got it done? Did you finally go to the
he's
settings?
He's still doing it. He's still doing it.
Why don't you have faith in us yet?
Wow. Total faith.
Why don't you have faith in us yet?
Total faith.
Wow.
I got nothing but faith in you guys.
Wow.
Good afternoon, great friends.
Now people can see how ugly we really are. This is why we were on radio for a long time.
Well, in my case, people can see how good looking I really am.
They can see us.
What you think
now.
About that, John Browner?
Listen, young Denzel in the building over here.
Hells to the yeah. Hey, look, I want to say to everybody who's tuning in right now, whether you're watching live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whether you're listening later on in the day and you're on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and every other platform known to man, TuneIn and everything else, we are so thankful and appreciative and grateful that you're here with us on Wednesday afternoon. And it becomes an extra special afternoon because look who's in the building here. You know the voice of the pride of the 805. Oxnard, California's own Grande Alejandro. You know that voice.
¿Qué onda?
You know about the South Side's own.
Hey.
Street cred.
Say what?
Brown man.
What it do?
John Browner what in the hizzy.
What is you doing? We live in HD, baby.
And then look who's in the house today. The very original big old rascal himself.
In high definition.
Take a look at number 54, Billy Ray in high def in the Scott and BR podcast den. What do you say, you big old rascal?
I got to tell you, I don't feel different. I was expecting like to have this thing come over me and put me in high def and change everything. And it's just not, I don't feel different.
I feel
maybe I've always been in high def.
Well, no, or let me rephrase. Let me maybe
that's a
maybe,
good point.
Maybe
that's
you
a good point.
Maybe you've always been in low def.
Okay. Kimberly's always in high def.
and then now you don't even know what it feels like to be in high def.
Exactly.
Whereas I feel like I've been in high def and then went down to low def and now I'm back to high def. And I'm feeling
okay.
HD,
okay.
Baby.
Everything would be 100% on the money, A 100. Plus, whatever.
100. Mm-hmm.
Do you have the show on your laptop yet?
I don't. Okay. I don't. I have
once
it on.
Once you figure out how to do that.
Yep.
Then we'll be. Safe.
Then life is going to be good.
Start
for me.
That watch party.
Okay. I'm ready. I started the watch party on Facebook, and I'm ready to go on YouTube. And I can tell you right now, there's a world of difference. And I'll be totally frank
it is
for
a
moment.
World of difference.
I'll tell you guys honestly. You know, look. When we decided to do this. When we said we're going for this thing, okay, I said we have to do it right. It can't be cheesy. You know, we can't tarnish the image of 18 years on the radio in town. We've got to be high def. We got to make people believe that we're here for the long haul. And when I watch a Dan Patrick or I watch a Rich Eisen, which I don't really watch their shows, but I know that they're in high def. When I see the videos that they produce on Instagram and I see our low def shit, I'm like, that's got to change. And I just want to tell you guys, that whether Gary V influenced you or not to help finally figure this shit out, I'm very proud of you guys, and I appreciate what you've done because you knew that it was bothering me, and I really do appreciate it. So,
oh, it was, trust me, it's been bothering me because I think like it's been my main responsibility, but I've had nightmares about it.
Really?
I had work nightmares about it.
HD nightmares, huh?
HD nightmares about it.
Wow. Workmares.
I feel you, man. Terrible. I do.
And you would be, I'm embarrassed by. By how I fixed it. But
really?
I'll,
come on, tell me how.
No,
tell me how.
No, no,
come on,
no,
tell me how.
No, listen,
really?
Listen.
It's embarrassing, like it was so obvious.
All you need to know is what does the cake
it's
taste
embarrassing.
Like? What does the cake taste like?
You don't
want to
see
know what's made, how it's made.
Nobody wants to ever see how their hot dogs are made.
All right, well, I am curious now. So Billy Ray's in the house. I'm happy to have Billy Ray here today. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. We have a really bizarre show coming up today on Wednesday, and it's even going to take another weird turn tomorrow because now what's happening is people are starting to see the Scott and BR podcast den on YouTube, and they're seeing it on all the social platforms because we're constantly pumping content, trying to get about 100 pieces a day. That was John Browner's idea, not Gary V's.
Who's Gary V?
And so I got to say that there's a lot of interesting characters that are planning on walking through these doors here in the next couple of days because people are seeing what's going on and they're going, dude, the podcast den is tight, yo. And of course, what?
They're calling it a podcast den?
That's what they've been calling it, yeah.
They didn't say tight, yo.
Yeah, tight, yo. Tight, yo. You know why? I'll tell you why real quick. Let me tell you why. Because a lot of us spent this weekend watching the Breaking Bad movie on Netflix. And then Jesse Pinkman says yo a lot, yo.
He does.
And so then you start getting back into a habit of saying yo, yo.
A lot of us wasted 2 hours of our lives.
Wow.
I agree.
Really?
Did you see the Breaking Bad movie?
Of course I did.
And? Review?
I thought it was fantastic.
Okay. Alex?
I thought if you added 15 minutes to the series finale of Breaking Bad, you could have easily fit that whole movie in 10, 15 minutes.
I feel like you finished the series. It was a brilliant finale. There was no reason to take it any further. I saw somebody tweet, the Breaking Bad movie should be just called a bad movie. I mean, I honestly did not understand why they felt it was terribly necessary to add to the story. And honestly, I got to tell you, I don't mean to spoil it for anybody, but I'm just going to say it. There's a part in the movie where Jesse is meeting with Walter. And I'm still confused. I couldn't tell. I mean, it just...
The whole movie was flashbacks. That's why you didn't need it.
Half of the movie was flashback stories that you did not know the other side of those stories. It depends on how you viewed the show. I enjoyed the show. I saw every episode of the show, and I thought that some of the content was missing. Did I think that it was a little too long? Yeah. There was also an alternate ending that they're now out showing people.
Really?
Yeah.
Because the reaction was so bad.
A more darker ending to the show. I mean, to the movie.
Did he die?
I'm not going to tell you. You got to look it up. I just kind of felt like it was a good addition. It didn't add to the show's history. It didn't take away from it. It didn't add to it. It was just a nice little touch of people who loved the show and wanted to actually find out what happened to Jesse after he drove off.
I didn't need to know. I didn't need to know.
I think we love TV shows so much that let's just leave it at the TV
show. Yeah, I didn't need it.
Because this is my second, like the Entourage movie, I didn't need it.
Oh, that was trash.
Kind of didn't even need the last season either. But still, like it just shows that you love, like Sopranos should not be a movie, right? There shouldn't be another movie. Even though the ending sucked. Nobody liked the ending. You don't need a movie.
No, and Breaking Bad did not need a movie. And I got to say, I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan. I said last week, I thought Breaking Bad was the best TV series ever, better than Game of Thrones. And I thought that movie really, I mean, is Game of Thrones going to come out now with another movie?
As bad as the series finale? Maybe they probably want to.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should. Scott and BR on Wednesday afternoon. Now, Alex, let me ask you a question. We got Grande in the house.
Question.
Got John Browner here.
Hey.
Got Billy Ray back in the den, which I love to see.
What up?
We're calling it the den?
Podcast den. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool sounding thing. Instead of a radio studio, I think it's cool. I do. You call it whatever you want. So look, I want to get into our top stories, but before I do, can I ask a question? Did we pick out our Corky's Pest Control winner today?
I did.
Okay.
I just emailed her.
Her.
We love when the ladies listen.
Kristen Mackinnon.
Hey, girl.
You know what's amazing, Kristen? I'm so glad you won, because when we look at our YouTube statistics and they tell us that it's like 98% dudes watching and listening, I like it when Kristen Mackinnon wins.
She definitely watched it on a replay or listened to it on a replay, because she emailed us about 30 minutes before the deadline.
No way. Yeah. And she says she's in Capo Beach. I don't know where that is. C-A-P-O, Capo Beach, California, 92624.
Why are you giving her address out?
No, I'm not giving her address.
San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know. It wasn't San Juan Capistrano to me. It said Capo Beach. I didn't know. Well, I don't know if that's could be the name of her street. I don't want to give her address.
Why did you just say that?
I gave her where she is, and I gave her
I'm taking it off the screen. You're going to get Dana point. Doxed in here.
Please, take it off the screen.
All right. Yeah, I don't mean to be doxing. I don't even know what that really is. All right, so Scott and BR live right now. On a Wednesday afternoon, very happy everybody's here. We will be giving away another $50 with Corky's Pest Control.
Fitty.
You can hear it.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to tell you today's Corky's Clue. And then, like I said, today things are going to get a little weird in this studio.
Super
because
weird.
The heavyweight champion, Billy Ray, of SoCal Pro Wrestling, Anthony Idol.
Yes.
Is going to walk into this podcast
then
today.
With the man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Glenn from Corky's, who is Glenn the Cockroach. Mm-hmm. You've seen him on a million TV commercials. He's going to walk into this studio here today.
I have a question about Anthony Idol. Is he coming in? Oh, he's here already, so I'm going to get my answer soon. He's coming in full world heavyweight champion.
I sure hope so.
Because like when he comes in normal clothes,
right, it's not fun.
It's like elementary school when you're like out and you see your teacher at the store, it just feels weird and wrong.
No, when
I see
Anthony Idol, I want Anthony Idol in full gear. I want him in a championship belt. Yeah. I want guns. Yeah. I want cans. Yep. I want the whole deal. That's what I want from Anthony Idol.
Okay. I'm going to let him in.
Okay, you're going to go let Anthony Idol in. Okay. Because I want to get into some of the top stories today. Now, Billy Ray, before we do, we haven't seen you this week. So let me get your opinion on something.
Okay.
What did you think Sunday night when your San Diego Chargers of Carson, California were in their supposed home stadium taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers with their third string quarterback, who's better known in the world of duck calling than he is in the world of quarterbacking?
Hey. That's true.
Quack, quack.
What did you think when a third-string quarterback travels cross-country and beats Philip Rivers and the Chargers in their supposed home stadium, and by the way, taken over, estimated 90% Steeler fans, taken over by the opposing team's fans. What did you think, Billy Ray?
Yeah, I think that the Chargers approached the game with that kind of mindset. Oh, their quarterback is out. Oh, this is going to be easy. No problem. And they played like that. And as a result, they lost, and lost looking bad.
Now, I had not ever put that, we had not even talked about that. That the Chargers defensively were like, well, they're playing with their third string quarterback, so we're going to kill these guys. I didn't go with the overconfidence factor. Let me tell you the factor I went with, Billy.
Wait,
Ray.
Is it a problem that I did?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, please. It's a fresh perspective.
Thank you.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you where I was coming from. The home team got taken over and their home stadium became hostile territory. It was them against the world and they got smoked by the world. Billy Ray, have you looked? Well, let me show you this right here. Let me show you these videos up here on the big screen right here to your left. Look at all of those Stiller fans with their terrible towels in that. Yins are going to come down Carson and cheer on the Stillers. I mean, what do you think when the entire stadium is overtaken by Steeler fans, Billy Ray?
Well, I think that the West Coast, probably a pretty popular place to move to. And I'm sure that a lot of these Steeler fans live in L.A. And the surrounding areas.
I agree.
And they just say, you know what? Our home team doesn't come out here very much. Let's go see him play and let's cheer him on.
I agree. But let me ask you a question. Where are the Charger fans,
Question.
Billy Ray?
Well, I think the Charger fans are probably in the Steeler garb.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's like they're either going to root for the Steelers or the Chargers, depending on how the teams are looking.
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, they guessed right.
Can I show this video? Can you put Alex's computer on? M-E-M in the M-ets? Take a look at this right here. By the way, Billy Ray, did you know that M-Well is now running the Scott and BR TikTok account? Did you know that?
I don't even know.
Billy Ray, do you know what TikTok is?
You don't know what TikTok is? You don't know what TikTok is?
No.
TikTok is a social media platform for 12-year-old girls, and we're on it. And we're picking up quite a following, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's going to be wonderful.
We're going to visit elementary schools on
all
the
across
weekend.
The county.
That's right. We're going to rebuild the entire Great Friends Network on a bunch of 12-year-old girls, little backs, like my daughter.
Let's wear pink.
TikTok. TikTok.
As long as the check's clear.
That's right. We have a TikTok account, yo.
I don't care.
We now have a TikTok account, and we're in HD. I got to tell you something right now.
Sky's the limit.
Life is feeling pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. So speaking, Billy Ray, of all of these Steeler fans that we haven't talked to you about this week because you haven't been here,
right?
Overtaking the stadium. Do you realize the Chargers were down 17-0 at home to the 0-4 Denver Broncos?
Loser.
You say at home, but you said that, I mean, it was prefaced by saying the vast majority of the fans in the stadium were Steeler fans.
Right, but even the previous week, the vast majority of the fans were Bronco fans, and the Broncos were 0-4, and the Chargers spotted them a 17-zip lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then this week, the Chargers, after losing at home to the 0-4 Broncos, not only do they get overtaken by the opposing fans, they spot them a 24-0 lead with a duck collar quarterback, making his first ever start. And then the kid after the game, kid's like, yeah, really didn't feel like a road game because Steeler Nation came out and took this place over. Billy Ray, where are the Charger fans? They moved to L.A. because they had so many fans up there.
Hmm.
What has happened?
Well, I think that we can safely say that they were wrong about that estimate that they would move up the road and follow the team or follow them, you know, drive up there and watch the game. I guess we were wrong about that.
Billy Ray, would you say right now, based on what you saw on Sunday night, by the way, television ratings, Pittsburgh, number one market in the country. San Diego, number two market in the country. LA, not even in the top 10. My question to you is this. Would you say right now, 3 years into this move, that this has been a failure for the Chargers?
I wouldn't say a failure.
Yes.
I would just say that it was really bad.
Horrible.
And it just looks bad.
Right.
Guys, come on. You got to show up and back your team.
Well, there are no backers of the team. That's kind of the problem, Billy Ray.
But like, I think you guys are forgetting that the NFL admittedly today says that there's no problem.
Yeah, here, let me play for you. For those of you that are getting the audio version of this broadcast, this is Roger Goodell. For those of you that are watching on video,
Roger.
I want you to see the commissioner of the NFL. Does he look completely disheveled for some reason?
He needs standard definition to be on him right now.
Yeah, and you know what else he needs? He needs total T. There is no question about it. Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL, $49 million a year guy. He needs a T shot in a big way. In fact, he needs 6 weeks of T treatments from the Total T Clinic, at Total T on Instagram, at Total T on Twitter, TotalTClinic.com. Get some for Roger Goodell.
Get some.
Yeah. Here is Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, today speaking at an owner's meeting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Lauderdale, where this year's Super Bowl will be. South Florida. Fort Lauderdale we go. Roger Goodell, disheveled and being grilled about opposing fan bases taking over home stadiums. Here's what the commissioner said.
I think that's a reality of what you see in a lot of stadiums around the league. You know, secondary ticketing is a big issue now. We have certain teams that travel better than others, fans. Pittsburgh's notorious for that, by the way. And so, you know, you see that on a regular basis in markets. Again, I think it's in part the technology and the fact that tickets are available on the secondary platform and more accessible than they have been in the past. And so I think we'll continue to see more of that in many of the markets.
And he's getting asked about Chargers ticket sales specifically right
now. Okay, let's hear about this. Let's hear with Chargers.
No, not for us at all. We're not seeing that as they're approaching, coming into their new stadium, either with the Rams or the Chargers. As I said, this is something that's, I wouldn't tell you is happening throughout the league. And you see it.
All right, so you know what he's saying is he's right. I mean, the truth of the matter is that I watched this past weekend or 2 weeks ago, the Redskins were hosting the Patriots. And the Patriot fans either decided to caravan or there's just a whole bunch of Patriot fans living in the nation's capital and they completely took over in Washington. But the Redskins are a disaster. Everybody hates the owner. They're firing the coach. They don't know who their quarterback is. I mean, the Redskins are garbage.
The lie in that is this. You never see that in Chicago. You never see that in Green Bay. There are 90% of the markets, even some teams that aren't winning. You don't see that in Cleveland. Like, there's a lot of places you simply just don't see that.
Dallas.
And so for him to roll out and just bold-faced lie like that and then say it's technology, technology ain't got shit to do with scalping tickets. Secondary market has been out and alive for a very, very long time before they had cell phones, dude. Don't now roll up and say it's because of technology that all of a sudden now the Chargers can't sell tickets. It has nothing to do with technology. People don't want the team there. And I know, again, because I'm always defending people defending their jobs, he can't come out and say, well, Dean did this. It's Dean's responsibility, but we can't force him to do anything. So I'm just going to go along with it. He's got to say what he said. And so at the end of the day.
I took a similar stance, too. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
When I heard that today, I played it 3 or 4 times. And I was like, Roger Goodell's basically saying, Dean wanted to move to L.A.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, let him sleep in his bed now.
Right. If Dean wanted to go to L.A.,
like,
and,
we
and,
did
and he has
everything.
To deal with this.
We did everything to try and keep them in San Diego. Mm-hmm. We offered them a crap ton of money. We were trying to help them build their own stadium.
We told him not to do it.
And he was like, dude, we're making it, like, doubly as expensive to move to L.A. You want to do it? Yeah, I want to go. All right. Mm. Have fun.
You guys are going to kill me when I start telling you that it's driving me crazy that the camera angle over Billy Ray's left shoulder that gets you two guys has Billy Ray cracking his knuckles with his rings all over his fingers.
People like
that. I know they do. It's natural reaction. Uh-huh. I like it too. Uh-huh.
I told Billy Ray his computer screen would be on the screen.
Well, he doesn't care. He's on YouPorn. He doesn't care.
What's exactly. concerning you then?
Huh?
What's concerning you? He's cracking his knuckles.
His fingers are all up in the picture.
Do your finger to that
camera
right
there.
Yeah,
do your finger, Billy Ray. Pull
Which
it up.
One?
That one right there.
The finger.
That one right there.
You know the finger.
The finger.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, here, show everybody.
Wait, this one right here.
The finger.
That iPad, right in front of the iPad.
Sure. You got to be right in front?
Yeah, right there.
This is what happens when you
get your finger.
I hope that came out.
Did it come out? Okay, yeah, you good. Got it, Amwell? All right.
That's
Scott and BR.
Right there.
I don't know. Like, that's what Booger McFarland's fingers look like all the time.
Yeah, they're all just they're mangled. Just like... Yeah, yeah. Did we get it? Oh, there it is. Okay, that's a nice shot. Oh, that's a disgusting shot right there, Billy Ray. Just on a little time delay between when it really happened and when it's on YouTube.
And everybody turned off YouTube.
No, that should maybe make one of our little cut-ups today for Twitter. Where Billy Ray does that.
Oh, you want to play football?
That's going to be our thumbnail.
Yeah. Right. That's a new GIF. Mm-hmm. All right. That made me sound cool. Okay. Look.
You said it right.
Right. So thank you. So listen, Anthony Idol's about to join us here in a matter of moments. But
we're going
to
go with him first?
Well, as opposed to.
We got
to
mic him up.
Oh, we do? Okay. Yeah, let's mic him.
Mic him up.
Okay. So I want to take 2 minutes here to talk about Corky's Pest Control. 1-800-901-1102. We're giving away $50 a day compliments of Corky's Pest Control. Now, yesterday, we gave away $50 with the clue technology.
Technology.
That's right. Nice. Today, our clue is horsing around. So if you go to corkyspest.com and you click on the cartoons icon up at the top of the page, it's in the rectangle.
Okay.
It's in the rectangle. You click on that. Once you click on the Corky's cartoons, then you come down here to Corky's talking tunes. Click on that right here on the far left. Okay, Alex is going through this for you. For those of you that are watching, for those of you that are listening, it's pretty easy directions. When you get to Corky's Talking Tunes, think about this clue. Horsing around. Horsing around. When you find the cartoon that you think coincides with the clue, click on it. If they mention Great Friends in the cartoon, take the title of the cartoon and email it to us. Email to us at scottkaplanvlog@gmail.com. scottkaplanvlog@gmail.com. And the clue is horsing around. All you have to do is watch a cartoon, find the one that says Great Friends, email us the title, and then the next thing you know, you're involved, and tomorrow you might win $50.
We've given away $250 so far.
Yep.
And how long are we doing this for?
5 days.
No, I'm saying how many more times are we...
The rest of the month. Yeah.
Dude, let's go, people.
Get that money.
Yeah. ScottKaplanVlog@gmail.com. Just email us. And we sent out... this is today's Wednesday. On Monday or Tuesday, we sent out like 4 or 5 different $50 checks. So the money's coming quickly. Like, I don't know about you guys, but if I get a $50 check in the mail, I'm stoked. Like, hey, what's this for? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was watching Scott and BR. I was listening to Scott and BR. They mentioned Corky's. I went to Corky'sPest.com. I found the clue. And I won.
It's a dream come true.
$50.
For really not much work. No. It's like the clues.
Zero work.
The clues are so like.
Easy.
Obvious.
And obvious. Yeah.
You may not even have to click on the cartoon, but click it. Because you have to make sure that actually says Great Friends. Because I do check the answers.
Okay.
But like the Great Friends are scoring about 98.5%.
Not bad.
There you go.
Not bad. You guys aren't cheating. You guys are doing a good job.
Really good.
Horsing around is the clue. And I'm asking you guys to please go to Corky'sPest.com because I'm telling you right now, Corky follows this stuff every day. Every day he follows it. And he's like, Scott, you did really good this day. You didn't do as well this day. What was different? So I want to just keep telling everybody, support the show. Support the show.
Go to it.
And support the sponsors.
So if you guys fail, we fail.
Right.
So don't make us fail. Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Hook us up.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Do you have entrance music? I need to get that next time you
come. Yeah, we need.
Because I don't have it.
We need the Anthony Idol entrance music.
Is it copyright free or is it like someone owns it?
Okay, oh, it
so
is.
Never mind.
So we're not going to steal
it?
I
can't play it.
Okay. All right, can we bring the champ in for a few
minutes?
Hold
on, let's do a little mic check.
All right. What do you say, Anthony Idol?
How we doing?
We're doing pretty good.
We can hear him.
Okay, I think Glenn just got here too. So, yeah. All right. Let me bring Anthony Idol in here. Anthony, just be careful. I got to hold. I may have to have you jump rope this thing. There you go. My phone charger right there. Oh, man. There you go. All right. We are officially now in high def. Amazing.
Excellent.
And the champ is about to walk out. Yeah, he's sitting on the... on the transmitter, that's why.
Cool.
A little static. Anth, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, man. Feels weird not having a microphone in front of me.
Yeah. But have you seen your tattoos in high def?
I have not.
You have got to.
I think we're shooting.
It changes the whole thing.
Sound great, by the way. Give me a 10 count.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to go beyond that. So when you come in here and you're not Anthony Idol in all the wrestling gear.
The regalia.
Yeah. Can you even do Anthony Idol when you're not in?
I'm Anthony Idol pretty much all day long, man. Mm. It doesn't stop.
Let me hear.
I can't hide.
I mean, introduce yourself.
Let me hear. Give it to me.
Give it to him.
You know what he wants.
Yeah, let me hear it.
You're speaking to the man who keeps all the ladies sleepless from San Diego to Seattle and got this whole scene shaking like a baby rattle. The dude who rocks the Gucci, the Prada, because he is the whole enchilada. The man who is out here for pesos, senoritas, and margaritas. The baller, the shot caller, the man who makes all the ladies holler. The incredible one, Anthony Idol.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
There he is. So I follow you on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and everything else.
Social media.
Yes, I should just say social media channels. You have gone from a guy who tore his pec and was injured and was out of pro wrestling to jumping back in and becoming the superstar that the champion should be. Am I right on this?
Yeah, man. I promised myself from my hospital bed, if I'm coming back, I really wanted to be a top guy.
Step one, I encourage you to talk right into the microphone, you know? And if you want it lifted up, we can lift it up for you. If you want to hold it, you can hold it like this, make it a lot easier. You can hold it, or would you like to?
I can hold it.
Yeah. Just lift it up. Perfect.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, thanks for having us here. It's great. We love it. I come every week. It's like I tell people all the time, like, I'll see you on there Friday at 11 a.m. I'll be at the Total D Clinic. I'll be watching reruns of The Office in the lobby if you need me. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I see you here once in a while.
Yeah, it's great. People ask me all the time about testosterone. And they say, well, what does it do for you? And I said, well, like for me, I'm stronger in the gym. I'm telling you, I'm 49 years old. I'm telling you, I'm stronger in the gym right now than I was when I was 25. And I thought I was in my prime. But that's just what I tell people. Would you tell people from your perspective what they get when their testosterone levels are right on?
Well, there's a big long list of improvements that you can get. First of all, most people notice a change in their mood, their energy overall. They feel like they're, you know, thinking how they were when they were younger, like there's more life in front of them, like they have more energy to accomplish what they want to do. They get up easier in the morning, sleep better. It definitely does help retain muscle. You can work out a lot less and maintain what you have. And in the process, you know, you can lose some fat by doing that too. And it also helps with libido and, you know, skin, hair, all those kinds of things too. It makes a big difference in your overall well-being.
Libido. This is something else I talk about. I'm telling guys, I'm doing things that I really didn't do for the last 15 years. And I don't mean to sound like I'm trying to make myself sound something that I'm not. I mean, I guess all I'm saying is it has given me some really great energy and libido in that arena of my life.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, as that drops over time, it just gets less and less. And it happens so gradually, most people don't really notice it that much. And once you get your level back in a more normal range, you really can tell a big difference there, especially.
So you had once told me, and you said, come on, man, don't exaggerate it for the world. But you told me that one time, you know, you were kind of like lethargic and that you yourself found testosterone. And that's how you even got into this world.
Yeah, when we first started doing this, you know, almost, yeah, about 20 years ago, we really were gearing it more toward older guys, you know, 60, 70, 80s. And it wasn't until more recently, about 10 years ago, that we started treating men in late 30s, 40s. And, you know, I was about 45 when I checked my levels, and they were extremely low, way below the normal range, which kind of surprised me. I think I was about 45 or so. And I didn't realize, you know, that I was that different. But I started doing some supplementation and noticed an immediate difference. And, you know, I was getting kind of chubby too. I mean, if people looked at me, they wouldn't say, oh, you know, you're not fat or whatever. But I was about 30 pounds heavier than I am right now.
Able to hide it in clothes?
And yeah, but not in my face. You know, my face is always rounder. I look back at old pictures of me and look a lot chubbier. So about 30 pounds heavier than I was right now. And the heavier you get, especially in your 40s, 50s, the more that will decrease your natural testosterone. So it's sort of a bad cycle where the more fat you gain around your middle, the more it will convert your natural testosterone to estrogen. And the more you do that, the chunkier you're going to get. And so it just kind of spirals down to where you have very little of your own testosterone. So supplementing it can sort of turn things around. It puts you into an optimal range where now you have the energy and the capacity to sort of get things back together. And now I take probably about, you know, an eighth to a quarter of the testosterone I needed 10 years ago, just because I'm leaner and my body's making more of its own.
Got it. You know, most of my buddies, I tell them, hey, you know, you should at least just go get your testosterone levels checked for free. And all these guys have the same exact attitude that I had the very first time I came in here and met you guys, which was testosterone. What are you kidding me? Mine's off the charts. You know, I run, I ride my bike, I swim, I think my libido's high, etc. I mean, these were all the things I thought. And then you guys came back and showed me my numbers. And I said, okay, well, let's try it. And now all these years later, I'm here every Friday. But not everybody has to come here, right? I mean, there's other ways to get your testosterone.
Yeah, it's great to get it checked. We have dozens of people like you and me that have checked it and been really, really shocked. And, you know, they see that number. And because it's happened gradually, as I said, you don't really notice it over time like so many other things. And you see that it's low and you think, well, maybe I ought to boost it up and just see how it goes. And usually within a month or two, you can tell a big difference for most people. So there's a lot of different ways to be treated. Some people come in every single week because they want to come in and they're close by. And we have people that are covered by insurance that have to come by, you know, at least once a month. But a lot of people, I'd say most of our clients prefer to have the prescription shipped to their home, where they can self-inject, and it makes it a lot more convenient. And then they come in maybe every 3, 6, 12 months just for routine examinations or checks. But for the most part, they can do it at home, which is quite convenient.
Okay, so I'm not afraid of needles in any way. I have no problem with it. I like to come here. The girls who work here are great. And it takes 30 seconds. I'm in and I'm out. Are there other ways to take testosterone for people that have the fear of needles?
Sure. You can also take it with a cream that you just put on your body, a small little amount of cream that you put on every single day, and that's another way it can get you to an optimal level.
Oh, really? Correct. Is that as effective as the...
It is.
It really? Wow. Yeah.
There seems to be a perception by our patients that the injections seem to work a little bit better, mm-hmm. even if their levels are about the same. And we're not really sure why. I found that with myself too. We don't know if there's maybe a little placebo effect to that because, you know, an injection seems a little more medical right. than a little moisturizer. I think it probably is, a placebo effect because ultimately if your testosterone level is a certain number, say it's 500 and it's gotten there through a cream or through an injection, you know, technically your body really shouldn't be able to tell a difference. And so I would say that it's equally as good with the cream, but we have a lot of people that prefer the injections. They just feel like it's a better way to get it.
Plus,
once a week instead of every day.
Yeah. One of the things I tell people is, this is a doctor's office. This is a medical practice. This is not buying testosterone powder from a television commercial.
Right.
What is going on here at the Total T Clinic?
Well, we have a really comprehensive, clinic. I do, surgery to rejuvenate body and face. And that sort of helps take care of the outside, if you will, your appearance. We have a med spa where we sort of help people take care of skin and keep their face and skin looking good. And the Total T part of the equation is to make the inside part of you that's keeping everything together just as healthy and as young as the outside.
All right, Doc, let me turn our attention. By the way, if we didn't hear anything that you want mentioned, let us know. We can get into it at any time, and we can always edit stuff out. But I would like to talk about total stem cell. Let me start off by asking, describe stem cell. What is stem cell? People hear the words, the buzzwords, stem cell. Would you describe for everybody what stem cell is?
Yeah, stem cell is a really big buzzword, and it's the latest rage on everything. So you see it absolutely everywhere. You see it in creams and potions and things that people are putting on their skin and being injected. And it's kind of a generic term now that's applied so many different ways that it becomes confusing and annoying exactly what it is. Basically, a stem cell is a cell that has a complete copy of your DNA in it, but the cell hasn't really decided what type of cell it's going to be yet. So when we're developing as embryos, all of our cells originally are stem cells. And as the embryo develops, those stem cells decide, if you will, what they're going to be. For example, are they going to be a muscle cell or a skin cell or hair cell, organ cell? All these cells of our bodies that make up our different organs originally come from stem cells. So a stem cell is a cell that has the ability to become anything it wants to. It just needs to receive a message on what it ought to become. And we know now that stem cells reside in our body. They're in our subcutaneous fat, they're in our blood, and they're in our bone marrow. And the idea is that if you can, you know, get a hold of these stem cells or harvest them in some way, can they be used to repair other areas of your body by, you know, triggering that stem cell to become something else? For example, can you take a stem cell that's generic, put it into a joint, and have it become a cartilage cell to help repair cartilage?
Can you?
We think you can.
All right, so let's talk about total stem cell now. And as it applies to guys who are, you know, listening right now, if they've got joint pain or muscle pain, I've heard you talk about the possibility of avoiding surgeries, knees, shoulders, whatever it might be. What does stem cell do for guys who have maybe injuries or pains?
Well, we believe that if stem cells are taken in a very, you know, optimal way and concentrated way and put into injured joints or tissues, that the stem cells can help those tissues heal themselves and get over the injury. When I first heard of stem cells, probably about 15 years ago, at least in this application, plastic surgeons had learned that stem cells lived in fat. And plastic surgeons at that time were doing fat transfers routinely, you know, take fat from one part of the body, put it in another part of the body. And as soon as plastic surgeons found out that stem cells were in there, they renamed a simple fat transfer, you know, they would call it a stem cell transfer because it sounded so, you know, space age and new, even though they weren't doing anything different. And of course, I was really skeptical about that because, you know, in my mind, I'm saying, well, how would a stem cell that you just happened to accidentally remove with some fat, you know that it got moved or get triggered to turn on? So 15 years ago, I was like, ah, this is all just semantics and it's not real. It doesn't really do anything. But as time has gone on, there have been a lot of clinics around the country that have taken more concentrated forms of stem cells from the blood or the bone marrow and put these in a centrifuge so that it, you know, gets them out in a really concentrated form and then injected them into damaged tissues and people get better. So it's becoming more and more clear that it's not just a you know, made up concept, that it actually does seem to heal chronically injured joints.
So how does that work? And take your time. We can all edit all this stuff out, so don't worry about it.
Well, how does it work at the cellular level, or how do you get it done?
Okay, so here's what I want to know. I'm a guy,
right?
And my knee is killing me because I'm running and I'm riding my bike. My knee is just killing me, and I don't really want to have any type of surgery. We all good? You good? Yeah. I don't want to have any kind of surgery. I mean, to me, surgery and getting cut on is like an absolute last resort.
Right.
You know? So how do you do this? How does
the first thing you do is, if you came to our clinic with something like that, the first thing we have you do is get a physical exam here at the clinic, and then we get an x-ray of the joint because we want to make sure that we're seeing what the joint looks like and what you've got going on there. That's just an important part of the diagnosis. But if you have some kind of, you know, chronic osteoarthritis or just typical degeneration in a joint that you've had from chronic use or sports injuries or that kind of thing, and that's typically what we find, then you're a candidate for three different therapies that we offer. The most minimal, least invasive therapy we have is this brand new laser called an MLS laser, which is a 10-minute treatment done about every other day for a total of 10 treatments. And that reduces inflammation in the joint and can make an immediate improvement in the pain you're experiencing in your joint. I've done that, and I'm pretty skeptical. But, you know, we tried it out before we bought the machine and brought the technology in. And after a 10-minute treatment, you actually can notice a difference in pain. And so that's a really, really simple, inexpensive way to at least, you know, dabble with the idea of treating
chronic pain. What part of your body were you experiencing pain in that you felt this?
My right shoulder.
Got it. So what would guys use it for? Knee, back, shoulder?
Sure. Yeah, you could use it really anywhere on the body.
Really?
Cervical spine, shoulders, knees, elbows. Because anywhere you've got a joint, you could use this laser.
I had a friend of mine recently. This is so bad. This guy's early 50s, and back is absolutely killing him. And at a concert, found himself on one of those little electronic, like motor car, like an old lady thing, you know. And his back was killing him. So bring him in and let him experience stem cell. I mean.
Well, you could. Obviously, if someone has a really, really severe back problem that relates to a herniated disc that's pressing on a nerve or something like that, this type of laser is not going to fix that. This is designed to help chronic inflammation, and that can definitely reduce pain. And so it's going to depend on the patient exactly what they have going on. The next step would be something that's called PRP, which is plasma-rich. Oh,
platelet-rich plasma, right? Am I mixing those up?
Well, let's make sure we get it right. Yeah,
platelet-rich plasma.
We'll Google it.
Yeah. I just want to get the P's right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's platelet-rich plasma.
Okay, so you were saying that the next step.
Right, the next step is a simple blood draw, and the blood has platelets in it and is also another source of stem cells, and you can spin this blood down, and it's called platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, and that can be put into a joint, and it's quite effective in reducing inflammation. Now, it's not the best thing we can do. I'll get to that in a second. That's the third thing, because the concentration of stem cells in your regular blood circulation is good, but it's not fantastic. The final thing we can do, which is the most effective, is get stem cells from your bone marrow. That's a simple outpatient treatment under local. And this is where stem cells are most concentrated in the body. So by taking a little bit of blood from the bone marrow, which is a very simple thing to do, that can be spun down and you can get 5 or 6 cc's of just pure stem cells. And when those are put into a joint with ultrasound, it can really, really make a big difference. We've just had a lot of success with that with the patients we've treated. And we got into this by going back to a place in St. Louis. There's four orthopedic doctors there that do this all day long, and they've been doing it for 15 years. And this is all they do, and they're just busy just day in, day out doing dozens of these, and have had tremendous success with it. You know, we were so skeptical. We just didn't want to be doing something that was just sort of a sham that didn't really seem to work. And so we've had a really, really high success rate with the patients we've treated here. I'm doing the laser on my shoulder right now, and that seems to be helping. But if it doesn't help as much as I want, then I'm going to progress up the ladder and get this done on myself.
So let me ask you a question, because somebody's going to be listening right now. And they're going to go, dude, that all sounded kind of complicated, like bone marrow and taking it and spinning it and injecting it. I mean, it just sounded complicated. Is it a quick procedure? How long is it? Insurance cover it? These are all things that guys are going to say, dude, tell me the details.
Overall, it's pretty simple. The thing that takes the longest is putting that blood in a centrifuge and spinning it. That takes about 20 minutes. So you're just sitting around basically waiting for that to happen, but nothing's happening to you while that's happening. So let's just say a person came in, we had an x-ray, we knew what they needed, and they wanted this treatment done. They would come in. It would take about, 5 or 10 minutes to get the blood from them. And you're taking about 100 cc's of blood, which is not a huge amount. It's like getting your blood drawn at a doctor's office, basically. And then you sit around and wait 20 minutes while this centrifuge spins all the stuff out of the blood you don't want and gets the stem cells all concentrated down to a very, very tiny amount. And once that's done, you use ultrasound to examine the joint, find out exactly where you want to go. And these stem cells are put right into the joint with a simple tiny little needle, and then you drive home. So it overall probably takes about, 30 minutes at the shortest, hour at the longest.
And will you feel immediate relief of pain?
No, not immediate. Some of the injections we're putting in there have some local anesthetic in them, and so you might have a little bit of relief from that. But it's something we've seen patients see an improvement on in a matter of several days or a week. And that's because the cells that you're putting in there still have to do something. You know, when you put them in there right that second, they're, in a new location, they're in a new home, and it takes them a minute to figure out, what's going on and do their thing and help rejuvenate the joint. And so that's going to take a few days or weeks. But the folks we've done in the last several months, within about a week or two, I noticed a really significant difference. Like, you have a guy who wants to ride his bike but can't because his knee's jacked up, and within a week or 10 days is back on the bike, experiencing much, much less or little pain.
So ultimately, who are the people who are the best candidates to try stem cell?
I think it's going to be men or women that are young enough to still be active. And so that's going to be anybody in their, 20s to 60s, 70s, who knows? Depends how healthy someone is and how active they are.
I've seen a lot of ladies at 80 years old run marathons.
Right. So if someone's sitting on the couch and can barely get up, this may not be for them. But if it's an active person that wants to be out doing things and they're limited because of the pain and they can't do the activities they're used to doing, then they would be a candidate for it regardless of their gender or their age.
All right. I think we're good. What we'll do is we'll cut all this up. We'll edit it down. We'll let you hear it before we ever air it.
Sure.
So that you say, hey, I didn't get in this. And by the way, if there's something you haven't spoken about, do you want to mention anything about pro athletes? If I ask you about, do pro athletes use stem cell? Is that an important thing for you, you think?
They do. I mean, we haven't treated any. I actually have.
I thought David said a couple.
So I've had a bunch of NFL guys come in to harvest fat. Now, that's like the worst. That's not for us. That's for a big outfit. Yeah. And like.